Let's see. Do we have anything that you've seen, Anne? I don't see.
I have not received anything ahead of time, and I don't see any hands raised.
Okay, good. So seeing none. Well, we are looking for a approval on our minutes from the December 16th meeting. So
Lopez, so moves.
Okay.
Harpham, second.
Moved and seconded. Let's see if there's anything from the public. Seeing none, let's go ahead and call the roll on that one, Anne.
Righty. When I call your name, please answer yes or no. Chris Lopez?
Yes.
Marianne Carbone?
Yes.
Steve McShane?
Yep.
Ryan Coonerty?
Yep.
Okay, passes unanimously.
Great. Rich, on our next item, it looks like we've got an appointment to make or recommend. Do you want to just speak to this?
Yes, sure. So we have an outgoing member of this committee, and that was Honor Spencer from Hollister, or was it San Juan Bautista? But she's no longer with the board, so this is your opportunity to make a recommendation to the full board to appoint a new member of this committee. And I know Sam Story, who's on the phone right now from Capitola, is back on our board after a hiatus. He was on our board from 2007 through 2014. He has expressed interest too. And I so offer up his name for your consideration as well. And we have a few other new board members. But the board will make its determination at the board meeting on who to appoint.
That sounds pretty darn good. Anybody? Yeah, Sam was a great contributing member of the board. I would definitely support that. Any discussion? Any other? So as long as that is supported, we would need a motion and a second.
So moved by Coonerty.
Seconded by Carbone.
Okay. Just looking out to the public here to see if there's been any. I don't see anything. Anne, do you? No commentary.
No, okay. I don't see anything on that.
Properly moved and seconded for a recommendation. Okay. Want to go ahead and call the roll?
Ready? When I call your name, please say yes or no. Chris Lopez?
Yes.
Marianne Carbone?
Yeah.
Steve McShane?
Yeah.
Ryan Coonerty.
Yes.
It's unanimous.
Great. Thank you. We do have a few reports here from Rosa. Why don't you go ahead and start with our OPED trust and pension trust accounts?
Okay. Good afternoon, members of the board. I'm going to start out our agenda item for the OPEB and pension trust. So the district established a trust in October 2013 to pre-fund the other post-employment benefits liability. This trust is administered by PARS. In March 2018, the Board of Directors approved the resolution 18005 approving adoption of the new trust to fund both the OPEB liabilities and the district pension obligations. The original OPEB trust account was transferred to the new trust in July 2018, and the same balanced investment strategy is currently being utilized. A deposit to the new pension trust was made in May of 2020. The district's OPEB trust and pension trust investment guidelines call for quarterly review of the accounts activity by the Budget Personnel Nominating Committee. Below is a summary of both the OPEB and the pension trust investment accounts as of I have on there June 30th, but it's actually December 31st, 2020. So for the OPEB, our account balance is $1.01,277,000. That's for the quarter ended December 31st. We've had a net income of $339,000 for this account. And then on the next page for the pension trust, our account balance is now $536,000. And this is also the quarter ended December 31st. And our investment income, I didn't drag down the total, so it should be 36,516. So those are the two reports. Is there any questions on these?
No. Any other questions?
Yeah, I've attached the December 31st report from FARS. That only shows 1 month, so the balances are on there.
Director Carbone, how soon do you need to leave? I'm just wondering if we need to get to item 8 on the agenda. Do you have like 5 minutes or?
Absolutely. I've got 15 minutes. Don't let me pressure you. I could get there pretty fast.
Oh boy. All right, Leadfoot. Go ahead, Rosa. Let's keep going.
Okay. So the next item, to receive the Monterey County Treasurer's Report of Investments for the quarter ended December 31st. The district deposits its cash receipts with the Monterey County and requests funds from the county as needed for accounts payable and payroll transactions. The county accounts for these monies in a separate fund and also manages investments for the district. Attached to the county's treasurer's report for the quarter ended December 31st, the overall yield on the investments for this quarter was 1.21%. That is lower than the previous quarter's yield of 1.61, and it's also lower than the same quarter in 2019, which was 2.32. The economic factors affecting the investment performance are outlined in the treasurer's staff report to the Board of Supervisors and in Exhibit A of this report. The yield was higher than the one-year treasury bill rate of 0.1% as shown on page 1 of the report. The majority of the county's investment portfolio is with the U.S. Treasuries, overnight liquid assets, and federal agencies, and that's displayed on page 2 of the report. As of the date of the report, the district has not received its share of the quarterly investment earnings for the second quarter fiscal year 2021. The investment income received through the previous quarter was $73,357. Our total annual budget for this is $203,400. Attached to the report ended December 31st.
Okay. Any questions regarding the report? Any comments? Let's see if there's anything that's come in. Doesn't look like it. Okay. Thank you, Rosa. Thank you. So our last item is an action item, and it is a recommendation for budget revisions, increasing grant allocations with the Farmer and Moyer grant programs. Let's see, is that Rosa again? So dig in.
Okay, so we received grants for Farmer and Moyer programs. The funds include monies to be used for admin costs. And in addition, interest earned from these funds are also required to be used for either admin costs or additional grants. The planning division has identified some admin and interest revenues for previous fiscal years for 17, 18, and 18, 19 that have not been used and are required to be liquidated by June 30th of 2021 per contract agreement with CARB. The planning division would like to increase the grants expense budgets for the Farmer and Moyer programs to use identified admin costs and earn interest for additional grants. Approvals required for the board for budget adjustments exceeding $10,000, and staff request that the committee recommend that the board of directors adopt the attached resolution approving another 2021 budget adjustment. It's $54,636 for farmer grants and $53,895 for the Moyer grants, in total $108,531.
Great. All right. Any discussion? We are looking. Let's see if there's anything from the public on this. Don't see anything. And you didn't receive anything. So we are looking for a motion to approve.
Move staff's recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Moved by Lopez.
Carbone will second.
Seconded by Carbone. Okay. Anne, will you call the roll?
All righty. When I call your name, please answer yes or no. Chris Lopez?
Yes.
Marianne Carbone?
Yes.
McShane?
Yeah.
Brian Coonerty. You're on mute. Brian, you're on mute. Well, it passes. All right. You might have had to step away.
Well, we stand adjourned. We'll be back together in another 45 minutes or so. So just want to thank everybody and see you soon.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody.